101.3 WMCI, a little dose of Waylon, old Hoss, this morning with A Long Time Ago. 35 right now. I know we're not referring to when Ed Dowd was born. I mean, I know that was a long time ago. But
yes, it was.
but what happens is I call Ed once in a while or text him a question, and that basically inspires him. In this case, it talks about a long time ago, and we're getting ready for the original Burger King's 70th anniversary, which is next month. So Ed and his peeps went to work, and we're going to brag on some folks. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. And, you know, this is it's a fascinating list, and it speaks volumes. I mean, you could say so many great things about what Ed is about to tell you. When you see and you hear of people shutting down after a couple years or whatever, not in Mattoon.
Yeah, so it was funny. You had mentioned to me, hey, they got to be one of the oldest businesses, right? And then when we did the research, we found out there's almost two dozen businesses who have been around even longer than the Burger King, you know, at 70 years. We go all the way back to 1865 with First Mid Bank. Now, they weren't called First Mid then, but, you know, they've had quite a few name changes since then. But amazingly, back to 1865, and we also, Bob, have four businesses that have been around since the 1800s. We have Craig and Craig, Consolidated Communications, and Oddfellow Rebecca Home. So it's just amazing how many businesses and locally, you know, have been around for 100 plus years. It's just amazing, let alone 70, which, like you said, that you were pretty amazed when you were getting that commercial ready, right?
Yeah, you know, of course, I have Drummonds on either side of me at home, so we talk quite frequently, and I mean, think about that. Think about the vision. Think about Gene's vision back then. And I'm, you know, I'm not just singling them out, but what an amazing testament. I mean, the building, the location, it is as it was, and they're still doing the same thing.
Yeah, it's just amazing, you know, the resolve and the longevity that these businesses are able to carry. You know, a couple other neat examples, De Beers, Feed and Seed, and House Brothers Tavern, they have the same family ownership, and they've mm-hmm. both been around since the early 1900s, and the same family still owns and operates those two businesses, and they're in the same location they've been. House Brothers since 1908 and De Beers since 1914. Just amazing that those two businesses with the same family have been around that long.
And by the way, some of the greatest stories in that block that I heard from Bernie Sr. back in the day, but we can't repeat. but when you hear, you know, you think of folks like Mitchell Jordan and CIPS and yourself. I mean, the Chamber, for heaven's sakes, been around since 05.
Yeah, 1905. And I wasn't one of the first. That's not when I started, Bob. So even
we'd have kicked you out by now.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just amazing. It was so neat to research that after you and I talked. And again, you know, again, as we always say, continue to support these businesses that have been, you know, all our local businesses. But wouldn't it be great to see a lot of our businesses that have just started recently, you know, be able to have that longevity? Absolutely. I think it'd be just so exciting.
Absolutely. Born in the 30s was Coles Moultrie Electric Co-op. Born in the 40s, Cole Lumber, Ronchetti Distributing, Gardner Whitworth, recently celebrated, I believe, number 75. Lorenz, just down the way. Shores Jewelry, family ownership since 48. Animet, Howell Paving, not necessarily a business, but certainly one of the very special places in Mattoon, Douglas Art Nature Center.
Yeah, since 1960, it's amazing. And the airport's been around since 63. There's so many neat things, and we'll have the list on our website, and you guys usually post this on your website. We have a list of at least 30 plus businesses, and what I'm hoping that maybe, you know, we might have even missed a couple. So if anybody knows of any that, you know, that we might have missed, please, we'll love to add it to it. But again, you know, Bub and I were both pretty excited when we were talking back and forth, you and I, about amazing this list and the longevity, right?
Well, I just turned 55, and the youngest on this list is 56, as in Lakeland yeah. College. LifeLinks was born the year before, and Casey Summers was in 1964. So I am a youngster. Clearly, Ed Dowd is much older than me, so I want to get that get that point across. So
yeah, I have a few. I have a few that were. That were before. You only have one before my time. I have about four or five. So, okay. But awesome. Well, thank you so much, sir, for the question, because it really did. It's exciting stuff, and I'm sure everyone will want to take a peek at the list when they get it.
Yeah,
so.
be very proud of. I mean, if you call Mattoon home, be very proud of that, because these folks have called it home for a very, very long time, and it's because of you. And you know, this all goes back to when we say shop local, we mean it, because these people would not have survived without you. And we need to continue doing that. Thank you, brother. Appreciate the info.
All right. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
See ya.